The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
The UFC Light Heavyweight Championship belt is in fact headed to Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Anything possible. Hard work, dedication, accountability. Don't let nobody tell you nothing.
Jamal Sweetgreen Hill!
How about the medal of the new king, Jiří Procházka?
I'm ready to end it first or fifth round, doesn't matter.
Jiří Procházka!
Tell me that's on video. I've never been happier.
I'm made for a fucking podcast. That's dangerous. Listen to me, we're at it.
Welcome to UFC Unfiltered. Now, Matt, you know, I always look forward to seeing Matt Serra every Monday and Wednesday, but even more so today.
Why is that?
Because of the show we have lined up. Oh. We have Jiří Procházka, who is fighting Alexander Rakic on the main fight of the prelims, which is an incredible fight. Rakic has been out, I think, since 2022. And we also have the former light heavyweight champion who had to vacate due to an Achilles rupture playing basketball, fighting Alex Pereira for the championship in the main event of UFC 300 this Saturday. You want to get Jamal in here? I'm so psyched for this show.
Right away.
Oh, you said right away. Yes, yeah. I agree.
It's party, man. Shit.
Yes. Excited. Yeah, and it's been a while since we got to Jamal. Less than a year ago, he hurt himself, I think.
All right. He's here now.
He is here now.
Oh, right. Now he's in frame. He's a nice, fresh fade. Does he hear us?
Can you hear us, Jamal?
Yes, sir.
How are you?
What's going on, team? How y'all doing?
Jamal, what's up, man? Hey, dude, fuck everybody. Nobody gives you enough respect, Jamal.
You're damn right, Matt.
Listen, I don't have the best memory. Somebody remind me, when's the last time that somebody was besting you on your feet? I'll wait. When? Yeah. Nobody's been besting you. I don't remember shit.
Because it never happened. It never happened, Matt. It never fucking happened.
Why? Yeah, he presents a much different... Alex is a much different... he doesn't have the same threats that Paul Craig had. Like, he's a different guy. So you don't have to worry about the same type of an attack. I think Procházka had good success against him. I mean, Procházka had really good success against Alex until he got caught with that little hook against the cage.
And let me ask you a question now, Matt. When wasn't somebody successful against him, has success against him?
When was somebody not successful?
When did somebody not have success against him?
When did somebody not
have? Maybe Sean. That's the only person I can think of.
Had success against him. Go back and look. Alex's nose was bleeding.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He had already drew blood from him.
What about 44 Bruno?
Bruno was beating at him. Hey, Bruno won the first round.
Wasn't that a decision? Do I remember right? Was that a decision or no?
It was a decision.
Yeah, I thought that was Alex. He went the distance. You're right. Everyone has. You're basically saying that everyone has gotten to him, and you definitely are a striker who can get to him.
He makes really good adjustments. He makes really good adjustments. He's able to catch guys and put them away.
Because of Alex's background with his his great career in the and just the striking and the kickboxing, because you did straight mixed martial arts and you're knocking people out. Did you have a kickboxing career or no? I'm just asking for my own.
No, I had a pretty long amateur MMA career.
Yeah. So I think that's what they're trying to say. Like, all right, this guy's a striker. Yes, he's a striker, but has he dealt with a striker of this ability. I think that's what the naysayers are saying.
Let's be clear. Alex was a two-division glory champion because I didn't kickbox. All right? That's awesome. That's why. All right?
This is what I like to hear.
You know what I mean?
He's a two-division UFC champion because I got hurt. You feel me?
Yeah.
Right. These are just the facts of the world right here, baby. I'm laying them out for you. All right, let me ask you this. I'm gonna switch over to you here, Matt.
Yeah. Matt,
what would you say I had to look out for in this fight? You training one of your fighters for prayer. What do you think? What are the threats?
Well, I mean, look, man, obviously, not just the leg kick, but the calf kick is very scary. The left hook, obviously, is a problem. I'd say make him beat you with the right hand. If he's going to beat you, don't let him get away from that left hook. And I wouldn't really worry about him jumping guard or anything, you know?
You see that? You named two things. Now, if you were training somebody against me, what are you telling them to look out for?
Well, let me tell you, Jamal, I mean, you are a sharpshooter. You're a dangerous guy, Jamal, just so you know.
Notice that you weren't able to point to just one strike.
It's true. You weren't able to do something. You don't have any arsenal, but watch out for that.
Because you got to watch out for everything. So with that arsenal, when you compare those arsenals, who would you say is the better striker?
Well, I mean, listen, that's
more options, right?
It's very hard to say. I mean, because you're a very deadly and dangerous striker. So is Alex. You guys are, I mean, you both have very, very dangerous strikes. One thing, I saw him more vulnerable than I've seen you, and that was Prochazka had these looping uppercuts that were landing, and going around, he seemed to be landing very well. So I think I've seen
movement and feints. It was based off of his movement and like, you know what I mean, the fighter. That's not saying that I couldn't, like, I can't do that. I have everything in mind, but that, I think that was more so just a, like, he just threw a jumping kick at him. He throws flying knees. So he had to respect. I can get caught up with that.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you now. I'm sorry, Jimmy. Now, listen, we're talking a lot about the whole striking game. Who's the better striker and all this and all that. This is mixed martial arts. If somebody, and I'm a jiu-jitsu guy, I'm not against it. I know St. Pierre and I knocked out Frank Trigg, but my thing is, if somebody, the first guy to go for a takedown, would you say, I smell wussy or no?
No, I say you try to win. I expect him to win, bro. I don't expect him to try to win. If we're in the fight and Alex shoots for a takedown, I'm not thinking, oh, what a punk, what a pussy. I'm thinking, oh shit, I gotta make sure I'm on my shit here. You know what I mean? That's part of the game. This is mixed martial arts. We're not in glory. This is not glory. This is the UFC. This is mixed martial arts. So it's whatever.
And you also, if you remember Wonderboy against Kevin Holland, they had that weird agreement where they wouldn't go to the ground, and it looked like Kevin had him down and then just jumped back up and let him up. So, yeah, you can't think that way in a fight about, oh, I can't do this or I can't. Whatever you have to do, you should do.
Yeah, for sure. You know, but, like, even in that, I think Kev more so had his game plan or something, training going on to where – that was more so geared towards the game plan, was to keep it standing anyway, even if he was to mix the takedown in. Because sometimes, bro, grappling can be tiring.
Oh, 100%. And even the threat of it, you know, just, you know, sometimes you be striking, also you see the leg, you lift it up. Ally Aquinta used to just lift up that leg, a lot of times just drop it and go back to striking, then lift it, go to finish it, you know? So it's always that threat. That's why I always said, and I said it when I went for the title, I go, you don't got to beat a better striker to outstrike somebody in mixed martial arts. You get them thinking one thing and then you do the other, you know.
Facts. I don't think Alex is a better striker than Izzy. But you don't have to be the better striker. All you got to do is land. It's about who lands.
And you also, you did something really interesting. I watched you approach Alex and, you seemed, had you met him before? When you asked him to sign that jacket, was that the first time you guys had met, or had you met him before?
Yeah, I've met Alex. I've ran into Alex a few times before.
Me and Alex actually did a signing at the same. And this dude, I don't know, this guy in New York, he's fucking goated. This dude, like, did a signing and had me, Alex, Vicente Luque, and Aaron Blanchfield. He had us on. This was before either one of us fought for a title. So, yeah, somewhere, somebody has some, there's kids, there's somebody with posters with me and Alex that have already signed them.
Oh, nice, nice. When you asked him to sign that jacket, was it odd to do that too? Because I've seen guys talk before and ask for photos. Like, what's his name? Just walked up to John Jones, Aspinall, but they don't have a fight scheduled yet. Was it odd for you to walk up and ask him to sign something before, or was that not? Was that comfortable?
Nah, it wasn't odd for me because that was something that was for me. That's something that's life. You know what I mean? That was life shit. That wasn't business. That wasn't fighting. That was life shit. That's me trying to get something that I want to have, that I want to hold on to for later on in life. Whenever I'm sitting back and I'm looking in my rocking chair, I'm headlining UFC 300. Yeah. That's crazy. Even just to be on the card, let alone headlining the card. So yeah, I wanted to get a signature from him and everybody else, everybody on the card, you know, and I'm keep that for myself.
Man, you hate that, dude. You just seem locked in, man, channeled in. Was there ever a time when you had that injury when you're like, dude, this is my Achilles, holy shit, this might be done? I mean, we overcame that, but at the time, were you like, what the fuck? Like, it's all good now because you're good now.
No, it was like a moment, you know, at the beginning, but for the most part, from after talking to my doctors, after selecting my doctor, having a plan with the UFC team and everything like that, I was pretty confident that I was going to make a comeback, and just the strides that I hit in the recovery.
It, man. And I'll tell you, the only loss you have is that Paul Craig fight.
Yeah.
Man, Jimmy, what are the experts talking about?
I disrespected the game in a certain way. You know what I mean? Just mentally and just in my approach to that fight that I don't do and that I learn from. You know what
I mean? Can I just tell you right now, Jamal, if somebody watched that, if you were a future opponent and I had to face you somebody and I seen that, I wouldn't say, ooh, look, this guy's eating a triangle. I'd say, fuck, we got to put this guy's lights out because he's fighting still with a broken arm. That's what I would say. The guy's not stopping. His arm's flying around. That is a scary thing for an opponent because there's some guys, they might not be in that quick tap club, but they'll be like, all right, I had enough. My arm's in half. Dude, you kept trying to fight. And when it was over, you were just like, fuck. My arm's it was like the circumstances, but it looks like you were more upset about the situation than the arm.
I was mad.
That's a scary thing to prepare for, man. When somebody doesn't have an off switch, that means – fuck, man. You know they're not. There's no quitting you, Jamal.
A lot of people don't know. I fought for a long time and didn't lose. Like, I started fighting. My first fight was, I think, March 6, 2010. 2010 was my first fight. I never lost in my entire amateur career. You know, and we're talking like completely dominating people.
Yeah.
I came into the, and went pro, still dominating people. Made it to the UFC. The Paul Craig fight, I felt like all I had to do was show up. I was like, all right, I'm winning. Winning. I'm just winning, it was just a natural thing that I did. So it was like, all right, what else do I got? I got to add something else to the pot to try to blow myself up, to make myself this jump out star or something like that. You know, and I started, you know what I mean, trying different things that may have been a little out of character. Not so much, as the whole thing between me and Paul, like the beef thing. That wasn't fake. That wasn't no fake force shit. Like, I really had an issue. I really took issue with some shit that was said, you know? So it was like, and I took that as an opportunity to be like, all right, this is the guy that I'm just going to disrespect. I'm just going to disregard anything. I'm just going to show no matter what, I'm great. Whenever he grabbed my arm, right, if you watch the fight, he didn't pull me down. There was nothing for me to just keep him on the feet. I went down willingly with him. I stayed in his guard. I let him start, let him get off and like, all right, what you gonna do? And I ended up getting caught in the one thing that he had trained that sequence for months, like praying, oh, if I could only get here. And I gave it to him.
Yeah.
I only did. I gave it to him with no respect. You know what I mean?
Do you look at that as a valuable loss? Because you said like you thought differently after. Is that like one of those ones where if you have to lose, that was a valuable loss and you changed something that you might have not changed?
Yeah, 100%. But I didn't like, I just changed that respect. No matter what, my approach to a fight, my approach to respect is the same. I got a certain way that I'm going into a fight now every time. And that's what's been working for me since then. But as far as training, everything else has been the same. I've been dominant since I started this. For the last 14 years, I've dominated everybody, every single person that I showed up the way that I'm supposed to, with the game plan, with me and my coaches practicing the gym and helping on doing what we're supposed to, I've never lost.
It's a really great point, because somebody can look at that, oh, he has a submission loss. All right, it's one thing if your one loss was a guy that went in there and dominated you, like taking you down, mounted, back, finish. All right, look, that's his weakness. You literally just said, all right, I'll play your game. You didn't have to, but you did. Yeah. That's a big difference, man. I was gonna say they can't make grappling your Achilles heel, but that's a bad choice of It's not your Achilles heel.
And oh my god,
your Achilles heel is fine.
I just realized something, right? So I got a new dog.
I got a dog.
I named him Achilles.
Oh, that's interesting.
And not thinking, what's my last name?
Hill.
Achilles Hill.
Achilles Hill.
Oh, come on, man.
It took me over a month to realize what I did.
Jamal, if there's ever a reason, he might listen, don't get over it quick. Start calling him fucking Spot or something. You can't call I think you have to change the dog's name. How long has this been Achilles for? It's Achilles heel.
It's been about 2 months now.
It's too late.
Yeah. The dog won't answer anything else.
To it now. He knows that. He's been trained to it now. And I didn't realize until I got back. And like, I realized, I was like, Achilles. I was like, my last name is Hill. No, I looked at his dog tag. And my name is on his dog tag whenever I came back. And his name is on the other side. I seen Achilles and I seen the Hill. I was like, yo, his last name's Hill.
That's pretty funny. That's pretty freaking funny. Oh, Jake says something. If they say if you change a dog's name, you have to do something that rhymes. I don't know what rhymes with Achilles.
Yeah, that's you're stuck with Achilles because there's really nothing that rhymes with it.
I was about to try to guess a name, Jim. I was going to say, don't you do it, Jim. Don't you fucking do it. All right? It was going to be bad and you know it.
What? If to change the name?
We're going
to
guess that rhymes with Achilles.
I can't think of anything. Chili's.
Chili's,
Silly's, but those don't have the same amount of syllables. So Achilles is what you're stuck with. I think that's the name you got to go with.
Yeah, the way I thought you were just going to say something out there.
But yeah, but your dog might be Achilles heel, but you do not have, a grappling is not your Achilles heel.
No, my first martial art when I started in back into was jiu-jitsu. My head coach is my jiu-jitsu coach. I trained that the guy that was one of the guys, I trained under the Gracies.
Fuck yeah. Jamal Hill.
Very quick too, Jamal. Like it was it June of 23 that you had the surgery? Is that when you had it done?
July.
Oh, July. And you're back. I know you went to the same guy that did Kobe and Aaron Rodgers. What are they doing now that makes it so much faster?
The doctor I had the same doctor that Aaron Rodgers, Kelsey Plum, Kobe Bryant, Cam Akers, that all of them had. So he's got a really good method. He's got a really good team and they do really good work. Plus, little stem cells help.
Oh yeah. Did you know you'd be back this fast or did you think like, okay, this is a minimum 1 year?
Yeah, that was the goal. No, that was the goal whenever I went in was to try to be back as soon as possible. I was told it was possible to be back 6 to 8 months if it was done right and taken care of and rehab properly. So I made sure I lined everything up to where I could do that. So I actually talked to a few doctors, like some doctors that worked with NFL players, NBA players. I talked to Kevin Durant's doctor. He was one of the doctors that was more so along the lines of it'll take about a year to come back. But whenever I talked to Dr. Eletrosh, he was certain of his procedure and the results that he had gotten and things like that. So he was talking more of the timeline that I was feeling, and you see.
And I want to ask you too, because you made a good point before about who hasn't gotten to Alex, right? Every guy seems to have had some level of success against him. What mistake do you think those guys made? What mistake do you think that Izzy made? What mistake do you think Prochazka made where they had success and then lost? What do you think they did wrong? I mean, besides obviously getting caught, but it's more than just getting caught.
Yeah, well, the first fight, Izzy got tired. If Izzy was more, I'll say, sure of himself and assertive in that fight, I think he wins that fight very, very convincingly, just like he did the second time. Because the second time, he's like, fuck that, I own this. You know what I mean? If he came out like that first fight, he wins that fight. Sean just got caught sleeping a little bit, got lulled sleep a little bit. The first guy he caught with the flying knee, he got tired after that grappling exchange in the beginning, tired him out, and he just froze. He just froze. He just froze and let a dude jump. You let a dude that's 6'4" jump in the air and knee you in the face, bro. So it's like there was that, like, then there was. What was the fight? What was the Bruno Silva fight? Bruno Silva fight was close.
Yeah.
If Bruno Silva fights more intelligently, he might edge out and get that win. Jan didn't push more. Jan should have pushed more. Yuri should have been more technical.
So when you watch Alex, as good as he is, you see ways in. You watch him and you go, I know I want a shot against this guy. And it's frustrating that you weren't able to get it sooner, I'm sure, because you were hurt. What's that?
Steve-O?
Oh, Steve-O's texting you?
It's not even my laptop. I can see you. I can see you.
So I was saying, when you watched him fight, so I'm sure you've watched his tape, you see, I mean, obviously you're not going to give them away before you fight him, but you've seen flaws. You see things with him that you're like, you know, you can capitalize on.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, 100%. I see flaws. I see areas. I see openings and things like that. Plus, I there are things that I do well that creates openings as well. You know, so it's nobody's perfect. There is no perfect fighter. There's a counter to everything. There's an answer for everything. You know, I'm just one of those people that understand that and don't want to fight, and I'm looking and I'm waiting for it.
Hey, and after that one technical, you know, maybe mistake by you by playing that game with Paul, I mean, I'm looking at Jimmy Crute, Johnny Walker, Thiago Santos, all fucking KO knockouts, TKOs. And then the one guy to go to the decision is probably the most durable guy in the whole division, and that's Glover. And that was a pretty one-sided affair. So, holy shit, man. That's why I made it. Listen.
That's why I wanted to fight Jimmy Crute, though. I wanted Jimmy Crute because Jimmy Crute has submitted Paul Craig.
Oh, that's interesting.
In his debut. That's why I wanted the Jimmy Crute fight.
Dude, I don't see any kinks in the armor. I've been yelling about it. I'm not saying it because you're on here. I was on Rogan last week. I said the same shit. I feel it's your time, Jamahal Hill. And I listen, I was cool to you before I knew you were going to be the champion. Remember that.
100%.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I appreciate you. I did see that. You know, everybody seen it. The clip got around. I appreciate the love always. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I want you to meet my pops. My dad's here.
Your dad's here? Let me see your dad, Mr. That's Hill.
Meet the champ.
Let me see, man. Where's your dad at? Hey, hello, sir.
Hello.
How you doing, man?
How are you, sir?
I'm good.
You look like a young man.
No, I'm not that young.
Hey, listen, my dad's 20 years older than me. You guys could be brothers. Listen, all those sleepless nights of your son and his fighting, and oh my, where's this fighting going to get you? What are you thinking now on top of the world here?
It was normal. He got four siblings.
Oh, okay. Three
bigger, two that's big brothers and a little brother.
Yes,
maybe
yes.
Adam.
There we go.
Oh, so we should be thanking his older siblings to help create this monster.
Of course. Without them, he wouldn't be here.
100%.
How does it feel to be with him here fighting for the championship? And do you get nervous watching Jamal fight, or how do you handle that as the dad?
I get nervous when the fight is announced, to be honest.
Oh, yeah.
Because I understand the dangers, but what makes me proud is he takes it as a competition. Nothing personal. You can say what you want, but when you're in the ring, it's just like me and you playing one-on-one basketball or your team against my team in football. Once it's over, good job, whatever. That's what I'm mostly proud of.
Is that he doesn't fight emotionally. He fights like because it's part of the job and it's what you have to do.
He keeps it in the realm of a sport.
Yeah.
He never takes it personally. Once you're in the ring, that's like when the horn sounds or when it's time to kick off or something. You know what I mean? You have to get in that mindset. And once it's over, go drink a beer.
Well, Jamal, you sound great. I mean, you really seem ready, and it seems genuine, and you seem like you cannot wait. That's the energy I'm getting from you. And it was nice meeting you, sir. The energy I'm getting from you is you cannot wait getting into the – take care. You can't wait to get into the cage. That's the energy I'm picking up from you, is that you are truly anxious just to get in there and fight.
Yeah, man, it's been a long layoff. It's been a long time, and I'm ready to go.
Seem ready.
All right, Jamal, listen. You know, all love. We're with you, man.
Yeah.
We can't wait to see this. We're excited for you.
Sir.
Congratulations on the main event. You deserve it. And I think Alex is great, but I do think that you're going to win the fight. So have a great fight.
Take care, Jamal. All our best in battle.
Take care, buddy.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Jimmy.
Yes.
Dude, I like the that was nice to meet Mr. Hill.
It's funny
to find out about his dog, Achilles.
Achilles Hill. I mean,
that's fucking hysterical.
Yeah.
I really, Jimmy, if it wasn't for that Paul Craig fight, I mean, he's got a flawless fucking record. Flawless.
And it's not to say that I don't think Alex is really dangerous or could knock Jamal or anybody out. But Jamal, just the way he strikes, after seeing Prochazka and the way he was able to throw those looping uppercuts and to throw those overhand rights, and he landed really, really well against Alex. I think Jamal might be able to do that. He really landed well. Oh, we have our next guest. Yuri Prochazka? Let's bring him in.
Let's ask him if he's watching the Shogun series, because he reminds me of a samurai.
It's just his hair.
Ooh. It's sorry about that. So I didn't really. What am I? 10 years old?
Look, I don't know.
This guy's got style, man.
How you doing, sir?
How are you, man?
Great.
You look great. You look like something. I'll tell you right now. I don't know if you ever want to get into acting, but you look like an action hero, bro.
Do you do any acting or no?
No acting. The only real fights.
Just real fights. So you're fighting, Rakic has been out. I think his last fight was in 2022. What are you expecting out of him after being off for almost 2 years?
Yeah, that's a good question, because how I know that, because many times I fought like with a long break. So, and after injury too. So, for me, for me, it's no difference between to fight even every month or after 1 year. So for me, it's not difference. But with Rakic, I don't want to expect or whatever with him, if he will be in the best shape or if there will be something wrong, whatever. I'm counting every time with the best version of my opponent.
Jimmy, I was going to ask, your style, it's very, it feels very unique. I mean, it looks really wild. How much game planning and strategy for each opponent, or is it a lot more just, we're going to go out there, fight them, and see where it goes and adapt to it?
Yeah, it has to be both. In the training, in the camp, there is a time for a strategy, for tactics, for making a plan, to drill combinations, what you think and what you believe it will work. But in the fight, you have to be there like fully. No thinking, no too much strategy, just a fast tactic, fast realizing what's the best next step, and be in full power. And you have to be in the present moment. That's not about the thinking.
And you fought, you came back after an injury and you fought Pajeda. And even though you lost that fight, you fought really well. Like that way, you looked great when you came back. Your punches were landing. I thought you won that first round. You looked really great and then just had that one moment. And I do think they stopped it a little prematurely. What did you find when you fought him? You seemed to be able to get through his defense. What did you find enabled you to do that with his striking, to be able to land those uppercuts and those looping punches? What did you feel about his striking and how you were able to kind of break through that?
You have a special style, and with every opponent, I just when I stand before every opponent, I just see the free spaces. Where is the weaknesses? And there I attack. Smart. I'm making the smart setup to attack these places and to end it as fast as way as I can. That's all.
So you kind of feel it out as you go. Like you'll watch tape on them, but you're kind of feeling in the moment and just trying to react to what they're doing in the moment.
Yes. But you have to count with the opponent's history, what you know about him, if he has some favorite combinations, yeah, and what he's repeating in the fights, especially in the fight, and it's about to know how to read in the people, how to read in your opponent, to feel his vibe, his spirit, how strong he is in every moment, and to break that.
I mean, you seem very disciplined, but very zen-like. Mm. Let me ask you, at what point in your life did you start living the life of like a true martial artist? Was there a certain point when you're like, this is the road I will travel, and this is how I'm going to be disciplined?
That started in 2014. 2014, when my coach, the second coach, Yaroslav, gave me the Book of Five Rings. And there I found, Book of Five Rings from the ancient samurai, Miyamoto Musashi. And there I found some like moral codes, some codex of Bushido, samurai codex. And that helped me to give in my life some rules, because till that moment, I was totally wild guy, no rules, no respect for nothing, for nobody. And after that, I just catched some like law in my life, some rules to my life. And from that moment, I started to live by that.
So that book really resonated with you. When you read that book, did it just like turn on a switch? Was it like,
No, it's not like a switch, but there is a moment in your life when you can deeply understand where you're going, why you do that, what's your mission, and that happened to me when I read the book Before the Fight in that year 2014. And again in the history there was more time like that, but that's it.
Can I ask what do you think? And I know for you it doesn't matter who wins against Alex against Jamal, but it's an interesting fight. What is your opinion on how that fight goes? Or I know you both fighters are good, but what do you think about both of their styles and how they match up?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to see that fight. Because both are good stand-up guys, strikers. Yeah. And I think there is more weapons on the side of Jamal Hill because he have more experiences with the wrestling, with jiu-jitsu, yeah? But if that fight will go to more rounds, I think there will be the advantage on the side of Pereira.
What did you took a lot of those low kicks, and it did seem like it affected. Did it affect you rather early? Did they hurt more than you thought they would, or was it pretty much what you expected?
From Pereira?
Yeah.
There was a few calf kicks, and you know, after seventh calf kick, I just felt like, okay, I don't feel the leg. So right now it's not too bad. I was like, I don't care if you kick me more or not. So, because it was, I didn't feel that too much.
And what do you think you need to do to get another shot at the title? Because you're such an exciting fighter. And again, even though he won that fight, you fought really great. I mean, you looked like you were totally healed. You didn't look like the surgery had any negative effects on your fighting. What do you think you need to do to get back to a title fight?
Right now, I want to win this Saturday. I'm able to win and prove that I'm on another level than my opponent. And then I believe after that last fight with Pereira, after that, like everybody says that early stoppage, but doesn't matter. I believe that I deserve the title in the next.
Oh, shit, man.
You think one win should get you back to, if you have a good win against Rakic, then whoever wins that fight, you should get a shot at.
Yeah. Yeah. I believe in that.
Yeah. Well, Yuri, look, I mean, you're again, you're one of the most exciting fighters. You became a fan favorite immediately. Like, you know, people just love watching you fight. Have a great fight on Saturday. I'm happy that you're on this card, and I would love to see you get another shot at the title. You're really a fun guy to watch as a fan. Love watching
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Happy you're healthy.
I'll bring the show. So
awesome. We'll be watching, man.
Thank you, sir, very much.
Thank you, too. Thank you, too.
Right. Great day. Talking to you.
Yeah, Warrior.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Hey, listen, man.
He is a fun guy to watch.
That guy could be right out of a... That guy, he could be an action guy, that guy. You know, you got the look, you know? Now, let's talk about a couple of fights. What do you say?
Yes, buddy. Did we do... now, Jake will have the list. Did we pick... I mean, there's so many fucking good fights. Did we do anything on the main card yet or no?
We didn't mention about the pictures.
Early prelim. We did the main card. Okay.
We didn't put the pictures up. He put new pictures of us. Could you show the pictures you use for our picks? Please?
I see them.
Well, I think the world should see.
I think
usually I use a fat picture of my head. And I think you made mine look a little better. It's me pointing to a Hall of Fame plaque. I didn't have any facial hair, but I'll take it.
What?
You put it up on the screen whenever you'd like.
Yeah. Put it up on the screen. That's not the photo I have.
Jimmy looks like a little fat boy. Jimmy looks like a little fat boy from a Kiss concert.
I think that you're looking at different. Interesting. That's not the ones I have, Matt. Here's what I'll have to take a picture and show you.
No, Jimmy.
Hold on. Yes, I will. I'll show you the pictures I have.
Well, Jake, this is what I have. Look on the screen now.
Oh, that's much. Wow, how awful do I look in that? Where did you get that picture of me? What did you go to unfuckable.com and grab my picture on the main page? I look ridiculous in that.
I like that picture of you.
Hold on. This is the picture. This is the picture on the prep sheet, though, Matt. I have to hold this up. Here's the picture of me on the prep sheet. Can you see that?
That's a really good picture.
Here's the picture of you. Here's the picture of you. It's on our prep sheet. Here's the picture of you. That's the picture.
Is that really?
Where'd you get that from? I don't know. That's our prep sheet.
Good picture, though.
That's our prep sheet right there.
Wait, who gave that to you? I like that cartoon of me, and that's what I usually do at 3 a.m. but shirtless.
Okay. Yeah, they gave you some good fucking shoulders in this. Jesus.
Goddamn right. That guy who made the cartoon of that, he's going to be my new BFFFFFF. Listen, let's do some fights.
Let's do some picks. Did we pick Prohaska Rakic?
No.
Did we pick that? Because I knew we were interviewing him.
I'm picking.
Rakic is a dangerous fighter, too, just because he hasn't fought in 2 years. We did not pick. Oh, I'm sorry. Only early prelims. All right. Let's do a few of these, Matt. We can really. We did the early ones. Let's see.
We'll start with you. You do the whole thing.
We can do. I mean, obviously, Sterling against Cater.
Okay.
I mean, even if I didn't know Aljamain, I would take him in this fight. And I love Calvin Kattar. I think he is a dynamite fighter. But Aljo, I just think, is so dangerous if he gets a hold of your back. So I think Aljamain wins that fight. I think Aljamain, especially after that loss to Sean, is going to come back with a vengeance. And I think that he's really going to want to prove something in this fight. I think he gets a second round sub. Over Calvin. I don't think Calvin is easy to put away at all.
I'm excited about it.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that Aljo, he's going to win by, let me think. You know what? I like Calvin a lot, but let's say he catches him slipping. And let's say first round sub.
Okay. Now again, Rakic, who has not fought, and he's 6-2 in the UFC, 14-3 overall, beat Anthony Smith, Thiago Santos, lost to Blachowicz. I think Prochazka wins this fight. I think Jiří stops him.
Jiří second round TKO.
Jiří decision. I'm going to go with Jiří decision. I think Jiří wins a decision. Now, the main card. Bo Nickel, Cody Brundage. Very, very interesting fight.
Yeah, but
5-0 in the UFC. 2-0 in the UFC, 5-0 overall, Bo Nickel. I got to take Bo, even though Cody has had more experience, 4-4 in the UFC. I think that's Bo and Cody together.
Pretty
I think
Bo. Huh, Bo to call him Bodie like that?
Yeah, I think Bo, I think he gets a submission, but I think it stops him in the third round. I think Cody is got enough experience to wind up holding him off until the third round. Even though he did have 3 losses in a row there.
Second round KO for Bo Nichols.
Okay, I'll take the third round sub. Oliveira Sarukian. Ooh, is this a good fight? I am absolutely going.
Talk to me.
Charles Oliveira. I think he submits Sarukian in the second round.
you know what? I like Oliveira, but I also like Armin. That's my Street Fighter thing. I'm going to go. I'll never do that again. I'm going to say Armin by decision.
Okay.
This is going to be a little coming out party. Not like your coming out party.
No, I don't know. I never had a coming out. What are you talking about?
I'm sorry. Justin Gaethje.
This is a tough fight because I love both of these guys against the great Max Holloway for the BMF title. They are fighting.
Is it five rounds? It's three rounds.
At 155. I think it's – that's a good question, Matt. I don't know. You know what?
Do, sir? I mean, it's a
fight. Even though it's a fun title, it is still a belt. Are they fighting five or three?
They can't be doing five. It has to be three.
Probably three because this is not like a
– Matt, sorry about that. I gave that you onto you. Max by decision.
Interesting.
Really? Is it though?
Yes. How many rounds is this fight?
He's got volume.
Max is one of the greatest fighters of all time, and he's looked great recently. Five-round decision over Allen, and then, of course, over Jung. It is a three-round fight. He thinks it's a three-round fight. He's trying to verify. I think you're probably right. I'm only saying because there's a belt of any kind, do they make it a five-rounder? I just don't know the answer to it. Because I think
I made my choice, my pick.
I'm going with Gaethje. BMF has been a main event before. That's why it was five rounds. Oh, you're saying it was five rounds because – well, is there a way for us to just look this up? Because it does – I think Gaethje wins this fight, even though Max is so good and so long and so good at staying away.
Yeah, I think it please pick something.
I'm seeing it. Looks like five rounds. There you go. Okay. Thank you very much. A five round fight because there's a belt. I say Gaethje, and it's hard to say this, but I say he stops Max in the third.
Max
maybe the fourth, but I think he stops Max in the third.
Max by decision.
Wow. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Yan Xionan against Zhang Weili for the strawweight title.
She's durable. Well, they're both durable, but I'm going to go with Zhang Weili.
Yes, I am taking her as well, and I don't think it goes the distance. I think she knocks Yan out in the third round.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'll say. I'll say she finishes her in the fourth round.
Okay. Now the main event, Pajeda against Jamahal Hill.
Jamahal Hill, second round knockout.
That was actually my first thought. I mean, it's really hard to just, I can't dismiss Alex Pereira. You can't. But Jamahal is such a good striker, and you're right, he has not lost except for that Paul Craig broken arm fight. I'm going to take Jamahal. I say he gets it done in the third round. I say he stops him in the third round.
Jimmy.
Yeah.
It's the end of the show.
It is. It was a great one. I love Jamahal Hill and I love Prochazka. This was good. I can't wait. I'm working in Maryland this weekend. I'm doing a gig in Annapolis on Saturday. So I will literally be watching these in the dressing room and in my car. I wish UFC was on the fucking radio. Is it on the radio? It should be on the radio.
Nothing's on the radio except for you, old man.
I know, but it should be on SiriusXM. They should have UFC on.
I noticed I haven't been invited to that SiriusXM show in a minute.
We would love to have you in. Are you kidding? Anytime you want. You're welcome to come in anytime you want, Matt.
I think we have fun when I'm in now.
Oh, wait. We can listen to it on SiriusXM. Oh, wait. All fight night events, not. Probably not the pay-per-views. Is it the pay-per-views only fight nights? Okay, thank you, Jake.
I didn't know.
I'm Jimmy, trying to get it for free.
Let's plug the fights. It's UFC 300, Jimmy. It's a big deal.
It is a big deal. And I'm going to say this might be the most stacked card I've ever seen. Early prelim, 6 o'clock. ESPN, ESPN Plus, prelims, 8 p.m., sorry, ESPN, ESPN Plus, main card, 10 p.m. Eastern, ESPN Plus pay-per-view. First fight of the night is Davison Figueiredo against Cody Garbrandt. Bobby Green, Jim Miller's the second fight. I mean, these are the early prelims. Every fucking fight on this card is amazing. We don't need to oversell it. And of course, Pajeda against Jamahal Hill, main event for the light heavyweight championship. And let me see here. What are they saying? What's Jake saying?
Well, about SiriusXM.
All UFC fight nights. Yeah. Oh, the early prelims and the prelims on radio. Okay, yeah, they are stacked. I mean, I'm just going to be driving, so that doesn't do me any good. I want to hear the main event. Matt, a delight as always.
Anything you'd
yes. Like to- my wife and I have a video up of us furniture shopping, and that may not sound exciting, but everything people told me about marriage was true. My marriage is no different. It's a fucking nightmare. She complains about everything. And tonight, 7 p.m., Fat Black Pussycat. And I was on Kill Tony, this episode. It came out Monday night. And in the middle of the episode, or 20 minutes in, Rogan and Tucker Carlson came on. So it's a great, really, really great Kill Tony if you want to go and check that out. I've been plugging it because that was such a fucking wild night. And Tucker was actually really funny and just a great, great night. Oh, incredible episode. Thank you, Jake. Yeah, it was really funny. And, you know, and Rogan's Rogan, so.
Tucker likes those Zins.
What are Zins?
The Zins are a little nicotine pack.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And Joe Rogan had me trying it.
I can't mess with that.
Joe Rogan, I was on the Joe Rogan, JRE, the MMA show, number 154, myself, the great Dean Thomas, John Rollo, and of course, Joe Rogan. That was fun. If anybody wants to give that if anybody has 3 hours of their life that they want to get to that. All right, Jimmy, that's it, man. I'm looking forward to this weekend, and we're gonna be talking about these fights next week, and that's pretty much it. And then I think the following week me and you can get together and do some training.
I would love that. Yeah, I would really. Wait, the following week, what day? Because I fly out again. Oh no, I don't. I'm off. Well, I don't fly out again. I'm working this weekend. The weekend coming up after, I will be here. So yeah, we could do that like on a Thursday maybe.
We'll make a day.
Oh, that's great, man. I'm really happy.
Awesome, dude. All right, man. Safe travels. UFC 300 this weekend.
Yep. Second stop. Goodbye.
Bye, Jimmy.
Bye, Matt.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.